It's 23 minutes to 5 now here on BBC Wales, and brace yourself if you commute by train. It's that time of the year again. Rail fares are expected to go up by 3.5% next January. It means that for many long-distance travellers, the annual cost of getting to work could rise by more than £150. Now, the exact rise is due to be announced on Wednesday, but let's get ahead of the game now with Bruce Williamson from the campaign group Rail Future. Good evening, Bruce.
Hi, David.
3.5% linked to the cost of living. What's unfair about that?
Well, it's not really linked to the cost of living. It's using an obsolete measure of inflation called RPI. Now, the government would consistently tell you that their preferred measure of inflation is CPI, which, of course, is lower. But they choose the higher RPI figure because it's convenient. But the reality is that rail fares will take an ever larger slice out of people's income, and they are getting more expensive in real terms. And even the governor of the Bank of England, Mark Carney, said very recently that the government should stop using RPI for rail fares. It's not fair.
But the government will also tell you that the extra funds are needed to pay for the billions of pounds worth of improvements being done on the rail network.
Yeah, like the cancelled electrification from Cardiff to Swansea, for instance. So, you know, the government are being a bit disingenuous there. I mean, to be fair, there is, you know, some very welcome investment going on.
But the line to Cardiff is being electrified.
Yes, it is, but not as far as Swansea, which is what we would hope, you know, and there's a very strong case for doing that. Yeah, there is investment going on, and it's very welcome. But, you know, we still have the highest rail fares in Europe, and, you know, we have said in the past that, you know, there's a danger of pricing people off railways, and you might have accused us of crying wolf, but the latest passenger figures are showing passenger numbers starting to level off. They have been rising constantly for the last 20 years, and it looks as if this is really starting to bite to the point where passengers are saying, well, I'm not going to travel by train anymore.
I mean, the government has taken a political decision here as well, hasn't it? And that is that the cost of the railway should be borne more by those who use them rather than have rail journeys subsidised by people who don't use the trains.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. And on the face of it, it seems fair enough. But there's a huge inconsistency here when you compare it to the cost of motoring, because fuel duty for motorists has been frozen for, I think it's getting on for 8 years now. So, you know, why is the government saying, you know, that it's OK, it's OK to keep charging rail passengers more and more and more, but not motorists? And when it comes to motoring as well, the government are trying to promote electric cars and phase out diesels. They're not so keen on doing that on the railways.
No, but the Department for Transport says that 38% of its budget, the transport budget, is spent on the 2% of journeys that the railway accounts for.
It's more than 2% because those journeys include things like pedestrian journeys as well. So again, they're being slightly disingenuous there. And I think we need to remember as well that the railway is a huge driver of the economy. It has sort of hidden knock-on benefits that help the prosperity of the country in general. And I think there is a very strong case for, you know, some degree of subsidy on the railways.
Is there any way we can beat this rise, like renew early, that sort of thing?
There are all sorts of tricks you can do. Obviously, the train companies, when you accuse them of having the most expensive rail fares in Europe, and they will argue that the off-peak discount fares are amongst the cheapest in Europe. And that is actually true. If you're prepared to, you know, book in advance and get the early bird tickets and commit to a certain train, then you can get some exceptionally cheap fares. But for many passengers, that doesn't work. There are other tricks as well, you know, like splitting tickets, for instance, and other hoops you can jump through. But it seems unfair that passengers have to sort of scrabble around and jump through hoops to get these decent fares when it'd be nice if you could just hop on a train and get a cheap ticket.
Oh, thank you very much, Bruce. That was Bruce Williamson from the campaign group Rail Future. And we'll be finding out some of those tricks on how to save money by splitting your tickets after 6 o'clock.